I have to pose the question, why is today, Sunday, going to be the busiest time of the year for students to be studying? I'm going to find out by asking Dr. Leslie Halliday, the General Manager of Your Tutor. She has the answer for me. Hello, Leslie. Thanks for joining us on Australia Overnight.
A pleasure.
Good to have you with us. Why is this Sunday today the busiest time of the year for students to be studying?
Oh, look, I think from the 14 years of data that we've been able to look at to sort of assess these trends, we can see that it's pretty much a perfect storm at this time of year for us. For example, you've got, we deal with students from year three in schools to tertiary education students, so first year undergraduates. And what we've found is, at this time of year every year, we have multiple factors that are at play. For example, we have the Easter holidays, you know, the Easter break, the Anzac Day break. We also get to that point in the year where students have probably had one term at school and have had some feedback from that and have decided that maybe they need to put in more effort or start to take things a little bit more seriously. And likewise, for our uni students, they've probably got the results back from their first assessment in semester one. So these are all key points in signposting them to what they need to do next to get to where they want to go, respectively, in their study journey, I suppose.
I suppose. And so it means getting to around about the third week of May, it's where they have to knuckle down to achieve what they hope to achieve by the end of the year.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, and we find, particularly with our uni students, they will have got those results back from that first assessment. They'll want to integrate that feedback that they've got from their academic lecturer or marker into their work. So when they're doing the next assignment for the end of semester one, they'll be looking for us to have a look at how they're tracking with that and getting us to review their academic writing to make sure that they're where they want to be. And for our school students, I think it's just a case of, you know, mum and dad might have seen their report or the feedback from parent-teacher interviews and have thought, you know what, we need to get on track or we need to put a little bit more effort into this. And so they access the service.
Yes, it's interesting stuff. It's been a long time since I've had to do any study or write any thesis on anything. But I do remember my school years and getting home from school. And I would allocate probably about 3 hours a night. This is when I was about 15 or 16. About 3 hours a night to doing assignments and also to studying. It seems these days as though that would take a great chunk of time out of the average kid's life.
Oh, look, I think across the board, I think the amount of homework that children get or any student gets is it depends on where they are in their study journey, you know, the school, the teacher, the different subjects. But what we find is, I mean, we have a Connect Live service which is open from 3 p.m. until midnight every day other than Saturday. And what we find is that, you know, that that time period, we have a continuous demand for help within that time. Obviously, the later in the night we get in that time period, the older the student becomes. But, you know, our peak time for school students is probably between 4:30 and about 8 o'clock. So you're probably right. It probably stayed the same. You know, it's probably consistent that they spend probably, you know, there's a good couple of hours maybe on homework and extra study.
Yes, you know, by the time a youngster's gone to school, they check it around about 8:30. They finish up at about 3:30 or 3:45, I suppose, in most cases, make their way home. And it's not a lot of leisure time before you've got to have your dinner, then knuckle down to doing your homework.
Look, I think that the students that engage with us, they are engaged students.
Yes, yeah.
So, you know, so they want to learn, they want to do their best. You know, they have they've been given the opportunity to access our services through either their school or their learning institution, or obviously their parents are paying for them to have that access to that study help. You know, I don't think it's something that impacts on their free time too much. I think it's just the case that they are active. actively engaged in their learning and, you know, are utilising all the tools that have been provided for them.
Yes, so this is a group who are truly focused on having a good result at the end of their school years or their university years. I think tutoring is a terrific idea in that, you know, harking back to my own youth, and, you know, there were some things that I just didn't get, and in fact I didn't ever get, but then I didn't have the opportunity to be tutored by anybody. When the school day was over, you went home, and if you didn't get it, well, it was a case of bad luck, you know, just try and get on with it.
Yeah, I mean, technology is a fantastic thing, you know, in the most part, and what we find with the service is that, you know, we have anecdotal feedback from parents who say, look, the service, we have less arguments over the dinner table.
Yes.
You know, there's less conflict in the household because, as we know, a lot of parents nowadays are working. They're working full time, and, you know, this is just another thing that they have to sort out when they get home from work, as well as travelling to sports and extracurricular activities, you know, sorting out lunchboxes for the next day, sports kits, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, I think we do a great service for the students, but I think we do quite a good service for the parents as well in some cases.
Indeed. Have you seen any jump in any sort of increase in from parents and students who are acquiring extra tutoring for their kids?
Look, our service is growing all the time.
Mm.
You know, so I think, there obviously is an increase in the number of parents who are able to access the service. I think one thing about our service, as opposed to your sort of traditional face-to-face tutoring, is that it's more cost-effective. So it's not, there's no barrier there in terms of financial resources, or not as much as there would be with face-to-face tutoring anyhow. But I just think as well, with the tutoring that we offer, you know, it's on demand, it's after hours, it's when students can't typically access any other form of help, you know, and if they're asking a question to their parents, and I know with my children when they were going through school, they'd often ask me questions for their homework that wasn't in my subject area, and I had no idea how to answer this question.
Mm, yes.
And it was quite stressful, you know, so at least we... In that situation, we offer that on-demand, after-hours, you know, when-needed feedback to get those students across, you know, those what we term the threshold concepts in their learning, you know. And, you know, and it just seems to be something that is really well-received by the people, the clients we have, the students we you know, support through the service. It just seems to be a really timely addition, that sort of complementary addition to all the support they get in their learning from other avenues.
I'm talking to Dr. Leslie Halliday, the General Manager of Your Tutor. Leslie, when it comes to the subjects that youngsters need tutoring in most, is there one particular space where, is it mathematics or is it an element of science or is it English or history or geography or something else which stands out where children need tutoring more?
Look, across our subject areas, you know, we have demand in English, so English writing, English concepts and skills, interpretation of text, that type of sort of content. We also have just essay writing, which we service using our writing feedback service, because we have the two services. We also see a lot of demand for maths help at all levels, so from three right to year three right through to the undergraduate bridging courses in maths, and then of course the sciences, chemistry, biology and physics. So, you know, there is a demand that's pretty consistent across all those subject areas.
And when you get to a university level, you've got teenagers who are entering university. They've obviously done okay in their HSC. They've qualified. They've got their spot in university. Are they in need of tutoring, or do they get sufficient from uni? Do you would think that by the time they'd made it to university, they might be okay with doing their studies on their own?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I think it's worth mentioning at this point that what we have is we offer two services. Here. We have a Connect Live service, which is what we were just talking about,
yes.
Which is a service that's open from 3 o'clock in the afternoon to 12 midnight Australian Eastern Standard Time, and then obviously in daylight saving we stay open until 1 a.m.
Hmm.
to service our Perth-based
yes.
clients.
Yeah.
So that sort of is more used by our high school type client base. We also have another service called our writing feedback service. Now, this is a service we introduced approximately a couple of years ago now. It's a bespoke platform, and it enables students to upload a draft essay or assessment into the system, and within 24 hours, one of our tutors will review it for academic writing, so not for academic content, but for academic writing skills, and provide feedback that the student can then incorporate into their work to, in effect, get a better grade. Now, what we've found with this service is over 70% of our tertiary clients all use this service more than anything else. And I think this is because a student enters university with a history of academic achievement that enables them to do that. And although that in the last few years, obviously, the barriers to tertiary education have been removed somewhat by the, you know, the advancements of technology and online learning, etc. But what hasn't changed is that students need to learn how to write academically. And a lot of students who enter the university space just haven't got those skills. So they need coaching and training in those skills. And although universities have academic support units, often the capabilities of those units, which might have 5 to 10 people in them, they just haven't got the capacity to help every student to learn to write academically. So I think the writing feedback service that we deliver, as I said earlier, it does provide that complementary, extra, after-hours help with academic writing that tertiary students really like, that is, you know, supplementary to the academic skills departments in university and also the academic lecturers and course tutors.
Yeah.
So it's just part of a jigsaw of support that, you know, really enhances the student experience. We know from our research that the use of our service actually raises confidence in students. They feel more academically confident to be able to fulfil the requirements of their courses. You know, so, and we know that they feel, you know, just happier being a student. That
yeah,
they have the support
yeah.
available.
Well, there are a few yeah. things in life that are more important. Perhaps water is more important, but after water, I think, you know, being able to write comes pretty close second, I would say, yeah.
Oh,
Dr. Leslie Halliday, look, thank you so much. You're the general manager of Your Tutor, yourtutor.com.au. Has a lot of information for you. It's been great talking with you, Dr. Leslie, and have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thank you very much.